But I'm going to be talking tonight about yielding to the Holy Spirit, being led by the Holy Spirit. But, you know, don't go around saying all that stuff. And I know it's not popular today to hear the, you know, the Bible don't need a whole lot of interpretation. It's inspired by the Holy Spirit, you know. And if there's revelation in there it's not hid from us, it's hid for us. The world can't see it. There's things that those that go after God, they pray, they fast, they seek the will of God. You know, they want to know the will of God. They want to do the will of God. Those are the folk that get the things from God. Now, I'm just telling you, strength and wisdom of God. The Bible says if we lack wisdom, ask Him for it. You know, and the Bible says that He gives it generously. You know, you got to get out of your head, you know, because this kingdom is not a logical kingdom. It's supernatural. It is supernatural. That's why God tells us in His Word that the mind is an enemy to God. It's not subject to the laws of God, neither indeed can be. And then He goes on and said, those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. But primarily, to learn how to hear the Holy Spirit, you need to be a seeker. You need to be a student of the Word. You need to be a meditator of the Word. Go find Scripture and meditate on your weakness. Don't meditate on your weakness. Find Scripture that will build up your weakness and say that and meditate on that and go around saying, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. These things, you are building yourself up is what you're doing. And it positions you to hear the leading of the Holy Spirit. I've been in trouble many times, got myself financially strapped, couple, three big times. You know, some of it was not my own. And every time God would eventually, when I was seeking Him, give me a way out of it, a way through it, and bring deliverance and light. But at the same time, I knew that if I give up, that God could not bring me out. Just like Samantha said, when we lean on Him and good biblical teaching in this hour, you know, we got to have it. And we can't be people that just only want to hear what gratifies us. You know, I mean, the Bible says in the last days that they will heap up teachers having each and year. They will surround themselves with people that's not bringing a challenge to go higher. It's not a challenge to condemn. Man, Teresa was talking about it a little bit today or a little bit on the way to church. You know, we have been built in adversity. Adversity, God told me one time, He said, adversity is a chisel in my hand. He said, I chisel away the things off of you and in your thinking that is not me. He said, I chisel it away. I mold you. How many knows He is the potter and we are the clay. He makes us with His own hands. You know, I was thinking about the Scripture. Maybe I'll get the Spirit led. I mean, we're going to go with the Holy Ghost. I was thinking about the Scripture, you know, and I've always heard it about the church building, the local body. You know, lest the Lord built the house, it's built in vain that built it. And it does apply to that, but it applies to me. How many knows we are the house of God? We are the dwelling place of God. And if we don't let God, it's not whether God wants to or will, God is. Unless we let Him build us, it's built in vain. We build it on our own thoughts, our own plans, not meaning to. You know, but when we're led by the Holy Spirit, He leads us in the will of God. All of y'all are still in church here that are what I call the backbone, because you know you are in the will of God. If you don't know you're in the will of God, then you will go from church to church. I call it, you know, I mean, me and Teresa, we use bar hop sometime. And those that don't really know, they'll church hop. You know? See, you cannot have a crop if you don't plant the tomato and leave it in the ground. Hallelujah. In this last hour, it's going to be look, you don't have to be 30 years old in the Lord to be strong. I'm whipping devils at 5 months old. I'm casting out devils. I'm laying hands on the sick, man. I'm looking for devils. I'm looking for him. I'm looking for him in people's houses and different things. And I'm going and anointing houses. And I mean, I'm running devils off at 6 months old in the Lord. And you got people 50 years, the devil's this. Still talking about the devil's this, the devil's this. And I'm not being critical, but that is a wrong mindset. But the Holy Spirit, see, we got to let the Lord be magnified. We got to let Him be magnified in our struggles. We got to let Him be bigger than our challenges. We got to let Him be bigger than our feelings and emotions. We got to let Him be bigger than criticism when it comes our way. I'm light on a lot. And I don't need you to take up for me. Travis used to try, it'd make him mad when they criticized Dad. Boy, and he'd go in there and blast him. I'd be like, God help him. God help him. He's making it worse. He's making it worse. He's just taking up for me, you know. But how many knows when you go on in there, you don't need that pat on the back anymore to keep you going. It's good when they praise you. It's good when they say, but it's better when you're strong and you know you're strong and you know you can't be defeated and you know no weapon formed against you will prosper. And the Holy Spirit will take that word that you meditate on and He'll put it on the inside of you and it'll bring revelation and strength and courage, and then the gates of hell won't prevail against you. You can't get me out of this church. I'm in the will of God for 22 years here. People's come here, I love this little church. And I always tell them it's not little, but I know what you mean. Just stay. Just give us time to help you. Just give us time to help you get victory in your marriage, victory in your finance, because victory is ours. The Bible says that God always causes Scotty Weston to triumph. Now, you got to put your name in it. I can't say that God always causes Sandy to triumph because she got to make it happen with him. But I can't say it for me. And you can't say it for yourself, praise God. Give me that Romans 8. Please, Beth. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The word led right there means to be open to be willing to yield to. Now, I told you stories Wednesday, and it's not stories. I told you instances Sunday, about the $100 bills at the bank, you know. I mean, I got an extra $100 when the bank cashed a check for me. And I went off, whoo, glory to God, I'm blessed. Blessed going in the bank. See, it's twisting the scripture. Now, the scripture's true, but I'm out of line. And the Holy Spirit says, take it back. I thought, oh, man, there goes that $100. There goes that $100. You know, well, the Bible says, if Scotty walks in the Spirit, that I will not gratify the desires of the flesh, right? My flesh wanted to keep the $100. You know, I'm $100, man. But anyways, I take it back to the bank. Now see, that's a leading when God does that to you. Don't throw it out the window and keep going. Because that one right there is your doorstep. I mean, you're on the ground, you're going up to a step, and you're going up to a... The Bible says that we have been seated in heavenly place. We got to stay there. We got to walk in that. I told you the incidents about a Coke. I put money in the Coke box, and it throwed me two outside the building. You know, and I didn't know how to be led. To be honest with you, I don't even know about the Holy Spirit. I didn't really learn a lot about the Holy Spirit until I read the book by, Good Morning Holy Spirit, Benny Hinn. Benny Hinn, we got it in here. We got all this good stuff. Ben and Teresa learned revelation in here that we read these books, man, and we're getting with the Bible and we're learning stuff and all of that. But I didn't know, really become aware of the Holy Spirit was working in my life and lead me and guide me. The more you know the Word of God, the more that you will be aware of the Holy Spirit. And He's not a it. He's the third person of the Godhead. He is God. He's down here representing God. He's down here in the place of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And he's doing the same thing in us that he did in Jesus Christ. He led Jesus Christ. He was led up into the wilderness by the Spirit, right? To be tempted of the devil. Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit. I quit my job. God led me back. I didn't ask him if I could quit. I was mad. I quit again. And then after that, I quit because I'm called into full-time ministry. And then things would not work out in our life. I'm just telling you, this is the way it is. He's still the same today. And so when I went back to work, it began to happen. Number one, that Friday, I had some money. He led me back to work. And I never quit that job again. I thought, I'll not see what was happening. God was building. The Lord was leading me back to where I didn't want to go. He was leading me back. And what that does, that kills that your will. That kills your will. That's your will against God's will. And when we yield to God's will, the Holy Spirit will never lead you outside of God's will. The Bible says that he knows the heart of God and he searches the mind of God. So therefore, he knows the will of God for each one of us. Well, I mean, the Coke box, I got it and I'm like, ooh, glory to God, there's me a Coke at 2 o'clock, boy. I drank this and now, you know. And the Lord said, you didn't buy it. So I took it back in there. Then the one, even if people get in agreement with you that it don't matter, that don't matter either. He told me, I just keep it. They don't need the money, blah, blah, blah. And I said, nope. I said, no. I said, and I was only about 4 or 5 months old in the Lord. And so I didn't really know that I was doing what the scripture said, overcoming evil with being good. That's part of being good. So I put the Coke back. I said, nah, I'm not taking that Coke. And I set it up there. I said, because that's somebody's profit. That's not mine. And I went on, you know. But in another instance, I remember I was telling y'all these things Sunday. It's not just stories. And y'all are experiencing some of this. When I bring these messages, it ain't just I'm up here. I'm not up here thinking, man, I got to bring this out where they. No, y'all are experiencing this stuff that God's speaking. God's an on-time God. We say it all the time. He's an on-time God. You know, and he brings an on-time manna for us. I mean, he feeds us. And even if we're not experiencing a lot of it, he's getting us ready. And then this stuff will hit you when you hear it. It'll hit you when you're facing something. It'll come back to you and he'll say, remember this? Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will bring back to remembrance. He'll bring it to our remembrance. That's why, you know, Johnny realizes, and I do too, that you don't have to be that smart. We know it. I mean, that's revelation to us, some of us. You know, you don't got to be that smart. Just be real. Just go after him. Just seek him. You know, Travis told somebody the other day, he said, we're the same out here as we are in church, talking to somebody that's unchurched. We're making him miserable because he thought he was an unbeliever. You know, he wasn't really confused in what. Now he hears me and Travis talking for a year or so, and I told Travis, I said, he's getting confused now. We're getting him confused. He don't know what to believe now. I said, and we're putting them seeds in him. But God, they're going to bring a harvest. They're going to bring it. Travis was telling him, we're the same inside church, outside. Travis made up his mind, I'm not going to be a phony. I'm going to be real in church, out of church. I'm going to be the same. And how many knows we should be? How many knows the Holy Spirit does that to us where we, Teresa used to tell me, she'd say, you are very predictable. How many knows when you're walking with God, you'll be predictable. I'm talking about walking with him and you're yielding to the Holy Spirit. You're letting him work in these little bitty areas. And then when you get a big one and you're smothered down with debt, I walked there and I got myself in some stuff, Johnny. And so I fell on my knees and I started saying, God, I'm sorry, Lord. Lord, I've got us in this mess, God. God, help us. Help me out, Lord. But Lord, when you help me, Lord, help me learn not to go and do it again. Help me learn not to get it. And you know what, praise God? I mean, it was just a couple of days God began to do things. I walked in a parts house, and parts lady, she said, "Hey, Scotty." They knew me. "Willie's looking for a truck." I said, "I got one." She said, "He's looking for a diesel." And I said, "Yeah, I got one." She said, "He wants a 5-speed. I said, "That's what mine is." She said, "Are you serious?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "I'm serious." She said, "Well, how much you want for it?" I said, "I don't know yet. Let me go make a phone call." So I called the bank. Now, I prayed a couple of days ago, right? God help me. I was real. I walked in there. I didn't put a for sale sign. I don't know what to do. Be honest with you, I done figured all the avenues I could find and nothing's working. But looking to Jesus, well, now, you know, when that happened, I thought, "Oh man, I don't want to get rid of my truck." Walked in the Spirit and you won't gratify the desires of the flesh. You can turn loose of whatever God wants you to go higher. Well, you know what? I went out and called the bank and I thought, "Well, I ain't even going to make no money, but God, this will knock out a chunk, man." I go back in there a couple of days later, it's paid off. It was paid off. And then God did some other stuff. What I'm saying is, see, He was leading me then. He set that up and gave me the opportunity to come out. And then I had to yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit, which at that time I knew possibly it could be, but now I know these jobs and different things. The more that you yield to the Holy Spirit in the $100 bill, in the Coke, you know, whatever he told me one time, he said, don't get no gas on the credit because I was borrowing Monday and having to pay back Friday. That's borrowing from your paycheck. You know, you're filling your vehicle up on Monday and you're going in and paying it. So you're borrowing from your paycheck, you know. And the Lord told me, He said, and I thought, how am I going to get gas? See, the Bible says, don't lean to your own understanding. Just make up your mind that you are not going to buy gas. On the credit, that was little. I was only getting like 20 bucks. That's 1995. That was a pretty good bit. And you know what? I never borrowed another dime from that store. And I couldn't do it before. I couldn't, you know. But see, the Lord is leading you to be dependent on Him so He can supply all of your needs according to His riches in glory by Jesus Christ. Teresa had a recurring affliction that, you know, pretty often in her body, and you know, she'd have to go to the doctor and different things, and so it kept reoccurring, and she's going to Arab one day, and she said, "Lord," or Holy Spirit, or however, she said, "Lord, are there anything that I need to do?" And the Lord said, "Drink more water." That's all she drank. She had done cut us off of sugar and sweet tea, man, oh man. That was a trial in itself to come off of sweet tea. Man, I really liked iced sweet tea, man. But she had already come off of a lot of that stuff, you know, and praise God. And so she thought to herself, "That's all I drink." But you know what? She didn't lean. Remember Proverbs 3? Lean not to your own understanding. If He says drink mud hole, drink it. Right? Hallelujah. I was telling Travis, I said, I learned over the years, you know, I mean, the pastor, if somebody ain't going to show up for church, I'm the one that knows about it. I get text. Not going to make it, not going to make it, not going to make it. Ding, 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 ding. I told Travis, I said, you know, one time I said I would have a good sermon. I mean, fired up, excited to go to church and preach it. I said, and I would get these texts from people, not going to be able to make it, blah, 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 my mule died, whatever the excuse it is. And I told him, I said, and you know what? I said instantly I would be discouraged. And I told him, I said, but you know what? I said, now, see, the Holy Spirit teaches us. I said, now, I said, I just But none of these things move me. That's what you got. That's simple. It can't discourage me anymore. Hallelujah. It's victory. See, the Holy Spirit, and I mean, y'all, you know, if you look around, where's everybody at? Don't be concerned about everybody. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He's gonna bring what he wants to you personally. You take the time to worship and to get ready and go. And the Bible says he set a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He said your cup runs over. So what I'm saying is, put your suspenders on. Grow up. Hallelujah. The Bible says, while we look not at these things that are seen. You know, the people are falling away from churches. I agree in all of that. But I was taught at my church, praise God, out of Psalms 91. Bradley taught it, and he taught the scripture. He said, 1,000 will fall at your side. No, it's just talking about church. 1,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. And I thought, glory to God, I ain't got to never fall out and get out of faith, praise God, and all that stuff, you know. Well, see, the word caused me to make my mind up. See, courage is in the heart, but it's part of your mindset. That's just like the old song up there, I shall not be moved. I'm like a tree planted. We got to sing it and believe it. There's a difference singing here on Sunday where the anointing's going. But it's different to get out there in the anointing when you ain't got this corporate anointing. You got to walk it out there. Out there is where we come in here to glorify God, to get built up, to worship Him, and all of that, to go out there and to be able to walk in victory, walking the fight of faith. Hallelujah. I'll never be broke again another day in my life. You won't either if it keeps coming in the mail. I mean, God said, believe Him for less work and more money. What's wrong with that? It's easier to believe Him for 3 jobs so you can make more. Then you ain't got time to come to church. You know, you ain't got time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. No, believe it in. Believe that He's a big God. Believe that He can do abundantly. Now I'm speaking these things, and the Holy Spirit is going to quicken you to them. I'm called to preach this gospel. I'm called to preach the Word of God, but I'm going to partake in it too. I read the scripture in there where it says, be first partakers of the first fruits. And I'm like, whoo, yeah, that's me, man. I'm going to have this sermon. I'm eating it for take it and give it to them, praise God. Hey, man, you know what? Even somebody, if I take up, somebody taking up an offering for me, I pull out my wallet and throw an offering in there. It's an offering. I thought one time, that's crazy. I'm going to get it anyways. That's crazy. There ain't no need me putting that in there. And then all of a sudden the Lord said, it's an offering to me. You're preaching that I receive it. And I thought, well, glory to God, I can partake in my own offering. So I throwed in an offering. I wish they really hadn't at that time because I found out they stole all my money. Because the offering was what I give. And I know other people give, man, so that offering set me up. But you know what? I give my way to prosperity. I mean, some people's... I went to a meeting one time. The Lord had me to go where pastors, you know, and most of the stuff I did not agree with about holidays and Santa Claus, and they do a lot of stuff and, you know, and all that stuff. And I did not agree. So I asked the Lord one day, I said, Lord, why are you wanting me to go to these? God, I can't get in agreement with this stuff. I won't get in agreement with this stuff. Well, the Lord told me that He was going to reveal things to me, you know. And we're not called to uncover preachers. Y'all better get that straight. You're not called by God to uncover and blast preachers. If they're wrong, leave them alone. Let them go. Don't uncover. See, my pastor taught me, he said, when you uncover somebody, you uncover your weaknesses. He said, you uncover others, you're uncovering yourself from God's grace. So I thought, ooh, man. If I hadn't knew these truths in the Bible, I'd have went around saying half of Blount County is deceived. Preaching God, wrap your loving arms around us if you can. Whatever. He's in me, man. He's got, he stretched out his arms on the cross. And now we got him in us. Hallelujah. But we're not called to uncover people. These are random things God's speaking to me right now. It's meat. You know, we're not called to uncover. There's some people that I don't have no confidence in preachers in. I don't tune in. I just don't tune in. If I've got to put my guard up, you know, to when I'm wanting to feed on God's word and preaching, and I have to keep my guard up with the one that the sermon's coming to me, I'm probably not going to be tuned in. I'm not going to be tuned into that. I'm going to be tuned into sound doctrine. The Bible says there will come a time when people will not heed sound doctrine, but they will heap to themselves. And I'm not one of them. You're not one of them. This church is not one of them. Hallelujah. And if I get something wrong, you'll be the first to hear me come up here and say, I missed it, praise God. But at the same time, I don't believe 100% of my words coming out is God. Or I wouldn't say, glory to God, hallelujah. All right? Now, what I'm saying here is, you know, the Holy Spirit will lead us and build us up, praise God. Give us wisdom to where we stay walking in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. See, we're to know Spirit. But anyhow, I went to this meeting one time and he brought one of the pastors there brought up a scripture in Proverbs, and he says, know the state of your flock. He said, you cannot never not have a service on Sunday because you will lose X amount of money. Because the people will not tithe that money next week. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, the Bible says don't be a busybody, up everybody's business. You know, and I left there and I told the devil, I said, you know what? I said, you watch what I do Sunday, Jack. I said, you ain't going to pull that garbage on me. So I come to church that Sunday, praise God, and I just countered that. I didn't tell them. I told them, I said, we're not taking up tithes and offerings this week, praise God. I said, but y'all just hold it till next week. I didn't take up tithes and offerings. Now, I didn't count it next week to see. See, the seed wasn't going to get in me. I'm not going to let that seed in me. Oh, God, y'all please come Sunday morning. We need that $35 bad. Come on, somebody. My tithe used to be $35. $20. $22.50. I have tithe $10. Just $100. You know? And so what I'm doing, see, what you got and what you do is you counter these things that you know is not right. Now, you don't mean go attacking everybody and everything. I never said nothing to these people. Y'all ain't going to get me to do this and this and this and this and this. I wasn't there for that. God said, go open the door for them. Prefer others before yourself. See, he was leading me by the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says, overcome evil by doing good. See, by doing good, I was overcoming the evil and seeing God was allowing me to get even deeper established in what my convictions were based on the Word of God about false gods. About witchcraft. People don't think Satan's real. I've watched the dude melt right in the front of my eyes and slide across that jail cell and hit the wall and come back up. Don't tell me Satan ain't real. That happened in Coleman. I had one guy, you know, I had a dream, and in my dream, this guy was... I was fixing to fight this guy. And I mean, when I woke up, I mean, my adrenaline's pumping. It was so real. The dream was so real. My adrenaline was pumping, you know. And I mean, right before I busted him, I woke up. And I'm sweating all over. And I heard the Holy Spirit. Somebody say the Holy Spirit. That's what you're listening to. That's what you're tuning into. That's what you're endeavoring to be led by. Be willing. If you ain't willing, you won't be led. If you ain't be willing to yield with $100 and the coke and whatever he deals with you, or forgiving somebody. How many knows 1 Corinthians 13 says that love don't keep an account of the wrong that's been done to him? That was a big one for me. That was a hard one for me. That was a heavy one for me. But that was a doable one in the Spirit, because the Bible says if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now I know a lot of people's always thought that's all these big sins and all of that stuff, it's included, but it's these little bitty things too included. You know? And so you overcome evil by doing good. Yielding to the Holy Spirit is doing good. I mean, the Bible says, don't keep an account of the things that people do you wrong. Don't keep an account. Mark it off. Forgive. Just let it go. Somebody done me wrong one time, and I mean, I asked the Lord if I could go out, and I meant what I was saying to God. God, they won't never do nobody else. They won't never do me. You know, Lord, can I go and take care of this and come back? And he said no. The Holy Spirit said no. But I was going to go whip them real quick, you know, backslide. I knew I had a backslide to do it. Because when you're walking in love, I mean, you just don't want to do this kind of stuff, man. I mean, this agape love that's Romans 5:5 is in us. I mean, and it's not evil, and it's not contentious, and I mean, it's not easily angered. This love is not easily angered, you know. But now we have to work with the Holy Spirit, and He builds this character in us that we get less easily moved. We get less easy for. I mean, it's harder for us to keep grudges and all that. The Bible says, "Where the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom." They say that's church. They just tie it to church, and it is. But how many knows where the Spirit? We let the Spirit work in our life. He brings freedom. It's not just a church service. Although it is, when He comes, people get liberated, they get saved, they get strengthened. I mean, they get revelation, they get understanding. Mine and your job is to make sure everybody that we come in contact knows about this man, Jesus Christ. When I'm telling people to come to church, I mean, you know, I mean, I think church is the answer to most things. Because Jesus is here, right? I'm not telling them the building's going to change you. You know, the building will change. But no, don't sit on your couch and, you know, and let whatever happens, happens. The Bible says, since John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. So if you're having trouble with, I mean, you've been done bad, wrong, I understand. But the Lord said no. And then He said, pray for them. And I thought, I won't pray for them. I want you to strike them. I want your judgment on them. But what I really did, out of ignorance, you know, God was saying, well, you reap what you sow. I'm going to have to judge you in some places. But here comes His mercy. See, that was mercy speaking to me. Pray for him. But it wasn't really about that person. It was about me. It was about my heart and Him wanting me free so that when somebody does you wrong, because He knows we're going to be wronged. Your mate's going to, you know, wrong you. Your family's going to wrong you. You know, you're going to seem like you're wronged in church when you don't get what you want. You know, I mean, these little things, you know. But you know what? When we work on not keeping account of people that do us wrong, we just get freer and freer and freer. And then before you know it, we come to the place and somebody wrongs us financially or somewhere, and we just sow it. We're just like, whoop, you didn't steal nothing from me. You didn't take nothing from me. It starts giving you wisdom that works this kingdom of God. And then you end up on the good end. The Bible said, I mean, you're going through stuff, praise God for it. Glory in it. Paul said, I glory in tribulation. Because you know what? I always believe that I've been called to take you to the front lines. Go out into the enemy's camp and take back what the devil has stole. I believe we are called. I believe every church is called to the front lines. I'm talking about to restrain dark. The church is holding back darkness. We're restraining darkness. You're restraining darkness at your house. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give me that Matthew 5, I think, Beth. Maybe. No, give me the Romans. Sorry about that. But dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thy enemy hunger, feed him. Feed him. I've had people mad at me. I mean, mad at me, and the Lord say, why don't you go give him $100? And I'd be like, I wouldn't give that devil $100. That mine, see? But the Bible says down, he says, be not overcome of evil, verse 21, but overcome evil with good. That was the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy. I mean, the devil's not going to tell you to be good to nobody. He can't do it. He just ain't got it in him. He's like, go chop their leg. Go backside and fight them. Go knock the dude out. Go talking about how bad they've done you. Go spread it everywhere. Uncover them. You deserve it. I mean, he's going to lie. He can't tell you nothing but lies. And his lies will be contrary to God's word. Praise God. It says, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. He said, when your enemy hungry, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. In so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his forehead. My pastor read this, just out of his whole sermon one night, he said, oh, I got a scripture I want to show y'all. And we turned there, and there it is. And I had some people I didn't like, and I'm like, oh, God, you got to be good to get the fire on them. This has got to be good to them to get the fire on their forehead. This is not good. That's what I was thinking, Johnny. And I started thinking, man, this kingdom has got me messed up. I can't take vengeance no more. I can't fight no more. You know, I mean, I got to stop tearing my house down. I got to stop blowing my truck, trying to blow them up when I'm mad. And all, how many knows it was leading me into freedom? And today I realize all of it, and I'm bringing it to you. So you ain't got to walk all of that long road to get there. All you got to do is say, glory to God, I'm going to overcome evil with good. It took me a long time to get there. But it ain't got to take you a long time. No, it's a choice. Walking in the Spirit's a choice. Walking in faith. And you might, I mean, Satan's going to tell you, I wish I could get in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit. No, the Bible says if you're born again, you are in the Spirit. You are in the Spirit. Your flesh might still have a lot that it's got to be changed, but you are in the Spirit. And that's the only way that it's going to change all them things that you don't like and you won't change, the Spirit of God. The Word of God going in you. Jesus said, you are clean through the words which I have spoken to you. He didn't say by my zapping mighty anointing power. He said, you're clean through the Word. Why? The anointing is on the Word of God. It's on the Word of God. Now give me the Matthew 5, please, Beth. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless them. I had somebody mad at me one time, and the Lord said, give them $100. And I thought, I don't want to give them $100. Man, they don't deserve $100. And you know what? I called them up, and I said, where are you at? And I could hear the anger. I could hear the anger in their voice. They wanted to say, what's it to you? You know, I'm blah, blah, blah. And I said, where are you going? You going through? Yeah, I'm going through. I said, I'm going to meet you at Cleveland. I got something for you. So I drive all the way to Cleveland, and I busted them with a $100 bill. Far as I know, that person ain't bit mad at me since. $100. Ain't that what he just now said over there? Be not overcome with that. Don't let that get you. Don't let that draw you in to that realm where you ain't in the Spirit. See, if you're easily angered, you know, Satan's going to trigger that all the time. He watches you. Just a little example. Everybody's thought it's funny, you know, but Travis, you know, he'll be like, he's getting out of there driving, you know, and he, like he wasn't doing nothing. He'd pull up and everybody's wanting to race him. Everybody's wanting to race me. He'd act like he ain't doing nothing. You run up there, you done something. I did it one day. I thought, you know what? I'm going to see if this little punk does it. So I pulled up there, and I've always had dual exhaust and louds, you know. Rada, rada. I looked over there. He looked at me. I mean, the light went here. Whoo! I thought it works every time. That's what's happening to him. And I told him, I said, look, I said, Satan's going to set you up. I said, he's going to set you up. I said, he's going to give you that thought, you know, and all. I said, that ain't happening to me, son, every time I pull to the red light. I said, it just don't happen to me. What, you know? Well, Satan's after him. And so he calmed down. And that don't happen to, does it still happen to you? No. No. See, we carry a spirit, good or bad. Whatever we're letting the Lord build us, that's what we're portraying. And that, I believe that's why the shadow of Peter healed people. They just got that close to him and the anointing in him. We're already anointed. But the more we yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit, the more that we will walk in that deeper anointing, praise God, and move on up into the things of God. See, what we're doing is we're letting God be magnified. That's exactly what we're doing. We're really letting him. Never take advantage of somebody's disadvantage. Let me give you a little example. Somebody come here, family came here, and he goes off to prison. I took care of his horses and everything, and I had horses myself, and everything, you know, they had a saddle for sale. She was selling a saddle or something like that, and wanted $300-$500 for it, more than I was willing to give. The saddle was probably worth it, and all of that, you know. And I thought, well, you know what, man? I mean, they do owe me maybe. Little bit, could come off a little bit, you know. And so I thought, well, when they come back to church, you know, I'll tell them I'll give them this for it. And I heard the Holy Spirit. He said, never take advantage of somebody's disadvantage. They needed the money. And I felt like I was at an advantage because I've been helping them and all of that stuff, you know. And so they never knew I wanted the saddle. That was the Holy Spirit. And he began to teach me. He said, it's okay, you know, if you ask them if that's their best price. Somebody asked me, I was asking somebody the other day about something on Marketplace, and I learned this stuff by the Holy Spirit. But anyways, you are too. You're learning by the Holy Spirit as you walk. He'll teach you more than I can. He'll teach you because he knows who you are. He knows how you are. He knows your character. He knows the way he wants you. He knows how to mold you and make you. He knows what he wants in your life, praise God. Well, they said, make me an offer. And I just wrote back and I said, I don't do that. I don't make offers. I said, you tell me what you want because you know what you want, you will take. And then I'll determine if I will give you that for it or not. Ain't that good? Instead of me trying to manipulate and blah, 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 and all that, you know, praise. See, that's being good. That's letting them make a, I know if I put a truck on Facebook or Marketplace, I know what the least I'm going to take for it. If I'm going to give it away, I'll give it away. I don't make up my mind, and somebody asks me, is that the best price? And I tell them, no, it's not the best price, you know. And they'll say, well, what is it? And I asked the last one, I said, what do you think? How much you think? Well, I don't know, man. This? I said, yeah, you can have it for that. Sure, you can. Praise God. Yeah, sure. You think that's fair? I think that's fair. Now, I'm not telling you to pattern after me, but listen to the Holy Spirit. That takes a lot of pressure off of you. So I told the last guy, I told him he was selling the truck, and I didn't have time to fool with it. Or didn't want to fool with it. I told him, I said, now, look, I said, I'm going to take $2,500 for it. I said, I done told the guy $3,800. I said, but take no less than $3,500. I said, then you bring me $2,500. He said, well, I'll sell it for $2,500 before I'll lose the sale. I said, no. I said, I want you to score. I let him score, didn't he? So he says, well, what if you don't buy it? I said, he will. I said, I already know. I said, he's the first one I talked to. I said, well, I know. This one's it. Praise the Lord. See, you've got to learn to listen to the Holy Spirit. Be quick to forgive a wrong done to you. I've had people over the years that I just can't forgive them. I say, that's not in the Bible. I look for the word can't, Johnny, for a reason. I want to know if it was in there, if there's anything we can't do that God says we can do. Anything He says in here we can do, be, and all of that, we can. He said it in Philippians. We can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. You cannot keep an account of wrong done to you. Because if you don't, you're going to have a lot of accounts. You're going to have a lot of accounts. So I want to encourage you. The Bible says if we walk in the Spirit, we will not be quick to anger. You got to work on these things, though. Because Satan used to tell me, you know, that I had an anger problem because I didn't really know what I was, but I had a lot of Irish, and the biggest part was Indian, like my mom and them, you know, because my mom was quick-tempered, you know. I mean, all her life, she whooped you. She wasn't satisfied with the belt. She wanted the buckle. Turn it around, the buckle. That don't make no sense, does it? It's child abuse, you know. So there for a while, you know, I would think I can't help it, man. Last time, well, I beat the rails off my porch. I was believing God for it. And I built rails, you know, and come in, me and Teresa, it didn't take much for me and her, either one back yonder, to say anything, because we both had raised ourselves listening to our father, the devil, and we were angry, you know. And so it wouldn't take much, you know, and I tore that off my porch down that I'd believe God, you know, and got that porch finished up, the rails, and I beat it all off. And man, I mean, it felt good while I was doing it. But when I got done and I looked around, I thought, oh, my God, I just destroyed everything I'd been saving and believing God for and all that, you know. And the Lord told me, He said, you've got to not be quick to anger. And so that was a tough road for me, because that was something that was ingrained in my mind. But the Lord told me, I thought, well, I'm just an Indian. I'm three-quarter or half or something, I don't know. And that's when I figured out I was a half-breed. You know, I was not full-blooded white. But the Lord told me, He said, you're a new creation. You've got a new nature now. You don't have to believe that. You identify, and then I started going to church, and Bradley's, identify with Christ. Don't identify with that old man. And I'm like, oh, my God, he got to preach this stuff all the time. Don't identify. Identify with Christ. Identify with Christ. You know, you can get that way in church. God, I done heard that 15 times. Well, see, you got to get on past your flesh into your spirit. Then you then you won't have that. You'll hear the same thing 35 times, and you'll be like, oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Come on, preach it, preach it. And everybody's like, are you serious? Preach it, God. How many times are you going to preach on that magnify the Lord? It's a three, I think. But I want to encourage you, you're already doing it. Look, man, this is not hard to walk in the Spirit. You might think you got a lot of flaws and you make a lot of mistakes and blah, blah, blah. Don't focus in on all of that. Just focus on that new life. Just focus on and tell the Lord, I'm going to walk in the Spirit. With your help, God, I'm going to walk in the Spirit. I'm going to yield to your Holy Spirit, and He will help you. The Bible says He is your helper. He is your teacher. He is the one that walks with you and beside you. Paraclete, hallelujah. So don't get discouraged and give up. You can't fall away unless you want to. The only way you cannot win is quit. That's the only way you cannot win is quit. Because He always causes you to triumph. You'll look back when time goes by, make your mind up, and then the battle of not going forward is over for you. Once you make your mind up, I'm in the will of God, I'm going after the will of God, that battle is over. Satan's got nothing. He'll come to you in it, and you'll be like, ah, shut up. Hallelujah. Shut up. I'm going forward. I'm marching. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we